Hong Kong is in recession. After nearly 5 months of street protests, the economy in one of China's most important business hubs is slowing down. Retail sales are plunging. Also, tourism is off 50% in October compared with last year. And the U.S.-China trade war is taking a financial toll. The demonstrations in Hong Kong have been led mostly by young people, protesting the way China governs the territory. It's easy to make a historical comparison to 1989, when young people in Beijing's Tiananmen Square also protested.
In Beijing, 30 years ago, we were begging for something called freedom that we never tasted. But once we were smashed, and we just gave up.
That's Han Dongfang. He was a protest leader in Tiananmen Square. After the bloody crackdown, he spent a couple of years in prison. He later fled to Hong Kong. Now he's a labor organizer based there. And he's watching and supporting this young generation of protesters. Han told me the movement in Hong Kong is different from Tiananmen in one crucial way.
Today, the Hong Kong young people, what they are doing is not begging and asking for freedom, is they have been living in freedom, now someone attempting to take it away. So that is the fundamental difference. That is what I believe these people will never give up.
How much have you been speaking with protesters in Hong Kong in recent weeks, and what have you been hearing?
I am not really speaking to them. I am participating in every major protest. I am in the streets. I observe them and I learn from them, because I will remember in 2014, I saw these young people break into the highway and I run into them and I say, look, you get to get out from the highway. You are giving them excuses to shoot you. And I came from 1989 Tiananmen Square. That's what happened at that time. They get the excuse and they start shooting people. And people don't want to listen to me. And I feel kind of sad about, they are really not taking their life carefully, and they are really taking great risk.
But Dongfang, aren't the protesters today also giving the authorities plenty of reasons to kind of stage reprisals? I mean, subway stations have been set alight. They've occupied the airport. I mean, they're giving, it seems, the police a lot of reasons to crack down on them.
Yes, you can say today even more than 2014, even more than 30 years ago in Tiananmen Square, what the protesters are doing. But the fundamental difference is the protesters, the mentality and the courage. 30 years ago, we were fighting for something in our dream. We never know. We never taste it. If we don't get it, and we don't really lose anything. But nowadays, these people, what from my observation in the streets, every major protest, I can see the determination from their face, from their body language, and especially this is joined by men and women, young men and women, and women are not following a man, and women are on their own. Mm-hmm. So all over in street, they, in their face, in their body language, you can read, they are ready to burn together if it burns.
So Dongfang, what is your advice to the Hong Kong protesters at this moment, and where should they steer that courage?
I'm afraid I don't have any strategic suggestion to them, because I don't have it. I am busy learning from them about the creativity of organizing different activities and protests and every day during the week and evening and day. So this is very new to me.
So U.S. Vice President Mike Pence says America stands with Hong Kong, and he criticized China for curtailing the rights and liberties of Hong Kongers. Does that help the protesters, or does it just add to the Chinese government's claim that this whole protest movement is a Western-inspired separatist movement?
Well, it's definitely helped the movement, the protests in Hong Kong, and to make the Chinese government to think twice what to do. But I have very serious question here. As Mr. Pence or Mr. Trump, are they taking this position as a strategic move to make themselves in better position during the trade deal, trade talk, as a chip, or as they are taking it as principle, that no matter what, even if there's no trade war, they will take this human rights and democracy matter seriously? What about if the U.S.-China trade deal goes well? Will they pull back? There will be no pressure. There's no concern. And what the Hong Kong people will do with that?
So help us with this one, final question, Deng Feng. Despite some of the police crackdown and protesters disrupting business and mass transit in Hong Kong, it seems many Hong Kongers have not abandoned or given up on the protesters and their actions. Why do you think that is? What does it tell us?
You know, Hong Kong people have enjoyed the freedom. There's not much democracy in the past up to this point, but enjoy the freedom. Freedom means you don't have to realize that every day morning when you wake up, you say, I'm in freedom. No, freedom, the beauty of freedom, you don't realize that every day. You don't have to pay attention. But once someone attempt to take it, whether you're a business person, big business, small business, big like Mr. Li Ka-ching, and small like the corner street, you open a small restaurant.
Li Ka-ching is a big tycoon in Hong Kong, right?
Yeah, big tycoon, the one of the, I don't know, richest person in Asia and the world, maybe. These people, they all suddenly feel their freedom is maybe facing to a risk. And this is what make people bring people together. You lose the same things that you enjoy. You didn't really have to feel it every day. Now you feel the same danger. But the same, even the people who are walking in the street to protest for the same things, are fearful of losing freedom, and they're not necessarily all left or right in the middle or what they, but they are gathered together on this one same interests and fear, which is fearful of losing freedom. So that's my explanation about why Hong Kong people, even the business people, they lose some business. They're not happy, but they're still tolerate this because they know that ahead of them, there will be bigger things to lose.
Han Dongfeng, a protest leader at Tiananmen Square in 1989 and currently a labor activist. Thank you very much for your perspective. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you. Nice talking to you.